Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, he's the cyber king of small business. Search Google for small business expert, and he's tops on the list.
I guess that makes you number one.
He's number one on Google and number one in our hearts.
Aww.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having our good friend Grace Marie Turner back on the show. Grace Marie, ladies and gentlemen, has been is an original founding member of our Brain Trust. We've already had her 20th anniversary show, and she's the president of the Galen Institute, G-A-L-E-N, the Galen Institute, and the founding member of the Consensus Group, the co-author of Why Obamacare is Wrong for America, and our good friend Grace Marie. Welcome back.
So nice to talk with you, Jim, and to tell you that help is on the way.
Ladies and gentlemen, this lady knows more about healthcare public policy, especially as it regarding market-based solutions than anybody else on the planet, probably in the galaxy. Grace Marie, what's the help? Tell us about it.
So people are still suffering so much from Obamacare, and I think, Jim, small businesses especially.
We hate
they
it.
Want
small
provide.
Businesses,
they want, they've
it,
always
as a class,
hated.
Hate Obamacare.
And they've said since longer than you and I have been doing these shows that health care costs are the primary concern
yep.
of small businesses.
Mm-hmm.
Deal with it. And, of course, Obamacare promised that the President Obama had promised that every single family in the country would have their health care premium costs reduced by $2,500 a year. We just learned that the new average cost for health insurance for a family of four in the United States is $28,000 a
yeah,
year.
Unbelievable.
That's well over $10,000.
Should have been no more than
six.
Should have been no more than $6,000, and that would have been
absolutely.
On the high end. No. That's ours, right. I've told you before, ours doubled like overnight. And while they were naming it the Affordable Care Act, which was a lie, it was a lie. It is a lie. Nothing affordable
so,
about Obamacare.
A project has been going on, Jim, that's been under the radar, but it's really transformative, I think. I have been working with a group that I've been talking with again for more than 20 years about free market health reform
mm-hmm.
called the Health Policy Consensus Group. We've teamed up with a number of other think tanks, the Heritage Foundation, the American Enterprise Institution, the American Action Forum, and others, to say, we know that Congress failed in trying to repeal and replace Obamacare. We have good ideas, and we are going to put together a reform plan, and we've been doing this in consultation with people on the Hill. We're going to put together a reform plan, and we're getting ready to launch this in the next few weeks. We're going to have governors. We're going to have state legislators. This is the people's reform plan. A grassroots, bottom-up effort. Former Senator Rick Santorum has been a leader
right.
in helping us pull this together and talk with members of Congress. But one of the keys is helping small business, helping small groups. They're first, it's going to get rid of the individual mandate so that businesses don't have to twist themselves into a pretzel to avoid the fines and penalties of not providing federally compliant health insurance. But it also is going to devolve power away from Washington to consumers.
Mm-hmm.
Washington has failed in trying to micromanage something as complex and personal as health insurance. We're going to provide new resources and new flexibility to the states to approve the kind of plans that they know will their constituents want, and that they have the resources to purchase, and extra protections for people who have pre-existing conditions, and extra flexibility for people to be able to purchase the kind of plans they want and still make sure that we're providing mm-hmm. support for people who need help in purchasing.
You can get 29 different flavors of potato chips. You can buy 59 different types of soft drinks. You can get 150,000 different flavors of beer in America. You ought to be able to get whatever kind of health care you want.
Absolutely. And the administration also is doing a lot of things that it can do through its regulatory policies, and we may want to talk about that as well,
right,
to give people more choices. But
what I want you to talk about when we come back after the break. I want you to reconcile this program you're working on, which are you the chairman of this thing?
It's an ad hoc group, and I'm working with a senior executive on this.
I promise you, she's leading the charge. They listen to her when she speaks. She's not going to tell you how much she's in charge of that thing, but she is. When we come back, we're going to reconcile that with what the administration is doing, some of his executive orders. How do we put those two things together and make something happen? Quick break. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.